So I came yesterday, deployed for about 2 weeks as part of the public affairs team here in Oklahoma. The headquarters are set up here in Oklahoma City, but we have relief operations, honestly, going on all across the state here as they've had flooding and tornadoes and basically just a series of severe weather here that has affected hundreds, if not thousands, of people here in Oklahoma.
Well, not just Oklahoma, but we're learning of tornadoes in Ohio and Indiana as well. Do you have plans to have any personnel from Western New York heading out there too?
I'm sure that we will at some point, depending on how long those operations go. You know, what we try to do is the Red Cross is really have the local area be ready to stand up an operation for the first 72 hours, no matter how large it is. As best as possible before we can get folks in there, because you never, you know, a lot of these things, unfortunately, like the tornadoes that hit in Ohio and some of those other areas just yesterday, are not really predictable enough to have those resources pre-deployed. So we make sure that the local area is as ready as possible, but something the size and the extent as, say, what's happening here in Oklahoma right now is not something that's really sustainable. The folks that work here and that volunteer here, but more importantly, they have their own lives to kind of get back to, and they may be affected personally as well. So we'd want to make sure that we keep our workforce as safe and as fresh as possible so that we can provide the best service for the people that need it. And so we'll continue to rotate folks in as they're available and as they're needed. And that would be surprised if at some point any of these spring storms that have affected so much of the country, that our folks from Western New York will, I would be surprised if they are not a part of those relief efforts going forward.
Is the Red Cross doing anything regarding the Lake Ontario flood threats? Now, there hasn't been a disaster in this area, but they're talking today we have a lakeshore flood warning along the Lake Ontario shoreline from Niagara Orleans to Monroe counties. Would the Red Cross be doing anything to assuage part of that?
We talk a lot about asking people to be prepared to have to evacuate in a moment's notice, to have a go kit put together in case they have to leave, to know where they would go if they were forced to evacuate at a moment's notice. So our preparedness is not only to share that messaging, to encourage families to be prepared, but also to be prepared ourselves. So we're in contact with emergency officials from across the region to make sure that we know what needs may be arising and that we have our potential shelter locations identified. That's what our staff does year-round to make sure that they know where potential shelter locations are and that, of course, our volunteers are trained and ready to go. And so then should something happen, we'll be ready to pull the trigger on whatever is requested as far as what is within our scope of response, which would be to provide shelter if folks are evacuated, to make sure that folks have food and water, you know, very similar to what we do after a single family house fire, just on a larger scale.
Anything you'd like to add?
I'll say, you know, all of this work, you know, whether it's at home, that single family house fire, that preparedness for Lake Ontario or other flooding or something larger scale like what's happening here in Oklahoma, all of that work is done thanks to the generosity of the American public. So and those donations to disaster relief throughout the year would allow us to not only do that preparedness work, but to be able to respond immediately to the scene of a disaster and provide that immediate emergency need for everyone that's affected. So folks can help by making a donation to disaster relief at redcross.org. They can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can also text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. We're also always looking for volunteers. You don't have to be able to give up a couple weeks away from your family or go to that house fire in the middle of the night. We have, you know, you can help us file paperwork. You can make phone calls. You can do all sorts of things to help the community really have volunteer opportunities that fit any schedule and skill set. The Red Cross does offer a free emergency app that gives not only real-time weather alerts, such as flood warnings for your area, but also will encourage people to, or have some preparedness tips, rather, some ideas on what you can be doing to prepare ahead of time for any number of disasters. And also we'll have a list of open Red Cross shelters across the country should that become necessary. So it's a free app. It's available on any app store, and we would encourage people to download that.